Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Superman story arc. Issue 426 of The Adventures of Superman. It's the second part of this Legends mini crossover.
Chapter 18 of the Legends crossover.
I do eventually want to actually read, like,
just the Legends parts all the way through?
Well, with the crossovers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, like, I've done that in the past. Like, the, especially for DC stuff, Infinite Crisis and I haven't done for Crisis on Infinite Earths because that's already 12 issues by itself, which is funny because Infinite Crisis and all its tie-ins end up being like, oh, I don't know, 30 plus issues. So I don't know what I'm complaining about.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I bought those as they were coming out and I have them.
So you could actually just set them in the order that they need to be read in. Yeah. Well, that's like, I was going to watch, because Sam had never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Mm.
And I was going to, at first I was going to watch them canonically.
Okay.
Like, all the stuff. And so I got online and looked at how you'd have to watch things, and I'm like,
dude, it's, especially when you get into Clone Wars, it's,
yeah, and it's like, it, you watch these episodes before this, these episodes after this, these episodes in between this time of the movie and this time of the movie, and it's like, no. I was
okay,
like,
okay, so
know
we're
what?
Starting with episode 4, going that way.
And that's exactly what we did. We watched 4, 5, and 6. We watched 1, 2, and 3. We watched Solo, Rogue One. We started watching The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Next time I do a rewatch, I am going to go chronologically, starting with episode 1, throwing in The Clone Wars, throwing in Rebels, throwing in Mando, Obi-Wan, all of that stuff. Like, that's going to take me a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it. Hell, I've done it for the MCU. So,
watched Captain America, then watched Captain Marvel, and then
the last time I did the rewatch was in chronological.
That's how I just did my last rewatch, was chronologically.
Yeah. I also was that anal retentive that, like, at the end of Captain America, I waited until just before Avengers, and then, like, at the end of Captain Marvel, I waited until just after Infinity War.
Man, you went a lot further than I did.
Yeah, like I said, I'm
fucking nerd.
Yep, exactly. Hey, we're on some Superman comics.
Oh yeah, Superman. So this is the second issue. We leave off pretty much shortly after we had, you know, left Superman in a fiery hell pit or whatever the hell they call him.
Yeah.
And
oh, one thing I forgot to say was in the last issue, Superman made mention of his clothing. Well, he was going to try and, like, grime himself up, like, get some dirt or something on them. But he mentioned the aura around him that keeps his clothes from getting damaged and, like, his cape and basically dirt coming on him. I feel like that's important because it's going to come up here, sort of.
Yeah. Apparently he's just naturally clean. But anyways, this dude's fishing in one of the hell pits. So first off, kudos to him that he's got a device that can withstand the heat of these pits.
Uh-huh.
But
he fishes on the apocalypse.
But he fishes Superman out of here. And he's like, I'm going to get me some money for this. I don't know who he is. I don't recognize him at all. But we're going to get some money for this guy.
I do like how he thought to maybe try and pawn it off to Darkseid, get some money. It's like,
and he's like, no, Darkseid would stuff me and put me over a put me over his fireplace as a warning to everybody else who had any idea of ever charging him, you know, for anything.
Yep.
But we get this guy, he's down in the slums. He's trying to talk about, you know, how he's going to sell him or whatever. Everybody's like, oh, he's not real, blah, 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 you're full of shit. So he burns Superman's hand, and Superman actually burns.
Yep. So already we know something's wrong. I have an idea of what it is. Well, they say it, what it actually is, but I also have another idea of what it is. But, yeah.
But while that's going on, Amazing Grace shows up again. And she's like, oh, we're taking this guy out of the Armageddon. You know, he's going to be the savior of the Armageddon.
Armageddon.
And everybody's like, wait, why should we give him to you? We could sell him off for blah, blah, blah. And she's like, look, he was plucked from the flames. I watched him myself. Didn't I watch you? And the guy's like,
Why is she lying? What's she want from me?
And then he's like, maybe I'll make her pay for me to agree with her. And he's like, nah, if I don't agree with her, they're probably just going to kill me. So, yep, she saw me.
Exactly.
I like to think that, like, while this was going on in his head, like, he was doing, like, the Kronk, like, oh, yeah. Talking to his shoulder demons.
I can believe it. I mean, he's not going to win out in the end. Like, if he decided to try to get... his ultimate goal was to, you know, get money to survive. I get it.
Yeah.
But when the leader of the resistance is saying, yes, I saw this guy with... Pull him out. It's like, why are you being so nice? This is going to be bad for me if I don't say yes.
Wait, pause. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, yes, this is our savior. He's going to strike down Apocalypse. He survived the fires. He's, you know, more than a man. He's a shiny golden god. Oh. And the whole time, Darkseid's watching this, and he's like, yes, my dick is so hard. This is going to be great.
Well, like, he says that, you know, so the sniveling curbs bay at this so-called savior, pray for rescue. Can it truly be no one recognizes their new hope? Are they even more mindless than I had believed? These guys would have no idea who Superman was. You know, but, in this continuity, Superman has not been to Apocalypse.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Okay.
Because we're going post Christ on the Infinite Earths.
Yep.
Superman is completely different than what before. And then I'm not saying he went to Apocalypse a lot then. But whatever happened, he was part of the one group that kept their faculties, that kept their mind, and where the villains didn't. But at the same time, this is a whole brand new origin for Superman in general going forward, you know, starting out in Man of Steel and moving forward. These guys have no idea who Superman is. But this also shows Darkseid that he knows who Superman is. So he's... In theory, you're thinking, why does he know? How does he know? How is Superman here? Like, you know, what's going on?
I had my misgivings right at the beginning.
Did you?
Yeah.
let's just say it. Darkseid knew.
Yeah,
Darkseid knew Clark was Superman.
Well, and you know, even, you know, like, because I looked up to see what the beams were.
Okay.
And when I found out what they were, and I was like, oh...
You know, you should have texted me, because that would remind me to read the books last night.
Well, I was reading them yesterday morning, and I wasn't sure what you were doing, so.
Ah.
But, yeah, and I was like, oh. I was like, so that's what those are. I was like, so if Apocalypse, or if Darkseid controls these, you know, he's already going to know that, like, and obviously we watched them zigzag around people that weren't, you know, Clark. Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
Don't get me wrong, this came out in what, the...
80s, 87.
80s, 87?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, for that storyline, people would have been like, oh, I have no way of looking up the information for this, so, yeah.
Well, sure, but you also have to figure that they've been reading these comics for some time, and Darkseid had been around for some time. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways, so Superman fights some parademons, kind of without his powers, like.
So he's playing off. He's got amnesia. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know why his hand hurts, why his hand got on fire. But yeah, he's got a limited amount of his power, and it's weird. Now, my initial thought was, because this is actually the first time I've read this, my initial thought was, oh, well, he's not near Yellow Sun, so of course his powers are waning.
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together like they did here, where the fire pit caused him to have amnesia, and his powers are linked to knowing he has powers.
That he has powers?
Okay.
But in that case, his powers would have never manifested.
Right there. That's what I said. Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah. Continuity issues being what they are. He fights the parademons.
Fairly easily. Like, his strength is there, but he took out, what, like four or five parademons?
Yeah.
With, like, it was nothing.
And then the people start fighting back also.
Yep.
And then he talks to Amazing Grace there, and she gives him the fuck me eyes, and he's like,
yeah. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. He's like, I mean, I can do this. That sounds good. But while that's going on, we go back to the All Father. What's his name? The
High Father.
High Father, yeah.
So this is, I guess, the floating city of New Genesis. New Genesis, the planet is gone.
This is just one of the pieces that remained of it where, like,
the important people lived.
Yeah, pretty much.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens. Uh-huh. But he starts talking to this the stone, and it ghost writes a message to him. And we don't get to see what that message is.
Nope.
But he sends laser guy. No, ray. Light ray. There we go. I knew it was something laser with a laser. And Orion.
There you go. Yeah, he sends up them to Apocalypse to go to Darkseid to try to figure out what this new problem is.
So here's a question for you, though.
Okay.
Orion.
Yes.
Who is Darkseid's son.
Yep.
Right here with his helmet off. He looks like a normal dude.
Yeah. I think it's the inner power. Like, also, you have to figure artist rendition. But when he truly gives into his dark side power, he does get, like, angry face and crackly. He goes berserker, I guess you could say. That's the best way I could put it.
But anyways, so we go back to Superman and Amazing Grace and all these rabble-rousers here. And they're like, oh yeah, we're going to get our revolution and our victory. And Superman's, you know, soaking in a tub. And he's like, man, this tub's got my dick really hard. And then Amazing Grace is like, well, I know just what to do with that. And then she strips and gets in the tub with him.
Yep.
All the while,
Superman gets laid.
Or as, Superman's costume is getting torn up and sold as souvenirs.
Yep. I like the balls in this guy to climb up to a Darkseid statue and then etch Superman's face onto it.
What's really impressive, though, is he gets that done in a matter of moments.
Yeah, well, he must be good at his trade.
I guess so. Also, everybody on Apocalypse is a terrible speller.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Misspelled Darkseid, misspelled Apocalypse. I mean, these guys are just a mess. But anyway, so we get to basically the revolution. We've got Superman in his new uniform, which looks like a Roman gladiator type of deal.
Right.
Equipped even with, you know, a mace and the rest of his cape on a flag pole.
Won't be the first time we see that cape draped over a flagpole.
But you know, they talk about how many losses the war or the hunger dogs have.
Yeah.
Like they lose like 20,000 in the first charge, then another 10,000, and then another 10,000. But they
it's not that they lose them. It's they have a lot. They lose like five, but then there's 10,000 behind them coming forward, and then 10,000 behind them, 10,000 behind them. It's waves and waves of hunger dogs in this battle, and they even mention, for like every two parademons that they drop, one hunger dog drops. So like it's the battle's going in Superman and the hunger dog's favor, the revolution's favor.
I don't think so. It says 5,000 more are downed in the first 20 minutes. Another 10,000 fall in the second and third assault. Bloody, wearied, hopelessly lacking in weapons, the fighters, survivors fight on. This is a war the Hunger Dogs cannot hope to win.
In the first assault, 1,000 Hunger Dogs fall before the forces of Darkseid. But the 10,000 behind them press forward, and behind those 10,000, yet another wave stands ready. What I'm saying is, for everyone that goes down, they've got double behind them to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're basically throwing themselves into a meat grinder. Like, they're getting wrecked, but they don't notice that they're getting wrecked because of how many of them there are.
Nah, it's fine.
Also, we get, victory. Sure. And as that's going on, Superman goes up to Amazing Grace there.
Yep.
Dumb fucking name, by the way. But anyways.
Yeah.
But he's like, I've never banged a nun in an outfit or in her habit before. And from behind him, you hear, yes, that's right. Get it, boy. And but we don't know who it is that's saying that.
I have my suspicions.
Yeah, we all do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's Apocalypse. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. But basically, they go through this. You know, they're like, hey, we've won the war, this and that and the other. You know, everybody rejoice. Oh, by the way, look behind you. And then the fucking parademons come in and just decimate all the rest of the Hunger Dogs that were part of the revolution. While Superman and Grace watch on and, you know.
Well, Darkseid walks out. It's like, yes, my son, you have done well. It's just like, oh, huh, interesting. Go figure. I'm not surprised at all.
Nope. Everybody was shocked by this except for no one at all. And that's where that one ends.